Kelly Clarkson and Ariana Grande sent her Can't You Hear Me, and Ian Brasher and Catherine Loveday, Can't You Hear Me? Hello, guys.
Hello.
We are live. Welcome to the show. So joining me on the Zoom live in the studio are Ian Brasher and Catherine Loveday from Chelmsford Business Partnerships Trust. We'll start with Ian. Hello, Ian. How's it going?
Very well, thank you. Yes, kind of ready for Christmas, but you never really are you?
How ready can you be for such a momentous occasion?
Well, there you go. The most important thing is we've got some more drinking, so yeah, we're certainly ready on the drinks front.
Good. That's what I like to hear. What are we starting with? Straight in on the eggnog, or are we softening up with some sherry?
You know what? We've been trying to look for Advocar for a couple of weeks to make some eggnog, and we can't find any. What's the world coming to?
Oh, no. I thought everyone just had some in their cupboard, like from about 40 years ago. Usually.
There we go.
Good to have you joining us. You're zooming in today. Can you describe the scene for us?
Yeah, it is. It's the first for us to do a Zoom one. Been fortunate enough to be in the studio up until now, so it's a bit weird, but I'm sure with your expertise, Stuart, we'll be able to make it work.
Indeed. I'm not sure they call them expertise, but we'll bluff accordingly. That's going to work. Hello as well to Catherine Loveday. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Hi there.
Thanks for zooming in. Can you describe the scene for us? This is your first time with us. We don't usually zoom like this. Usually Ian comes in and brings biscuits and coffee and stuff like
yes,
that.
Yes, I have actually been into your studio before a couple of years ago when I was accompanied by three young people who'd done a skydive to raise some money for Kids Inspire. So I can imagine the scene where you are, and I'm actually sitting in my office in Hargrave House in Great Paddo, greatly socially distant from any colleagues.
Excellent. Well, I say excellent. It's not really excellent, is it? But we're doing what we have to do to get to a Merry Christmas for everyone. So perhaps you guys could give us a quick update from Chelmsford Business Partnerships. What's been going on lately?
It's of course been a time where we've been wondering what's going to happen next. I mean, we're really pleased that we've got the program of virtual meetings already under our belt, already scheduled for next month, and that for all of our members, that in, you know, virtual meetings will be available free of charge for as long as they remain a member. So that's one of the things that we're really glad that we've got in place. The outlook on in-person meetings is, of course, a little bit more suspect now. We don't know what is going to happen. But even last week at the in-person meeting we did have, we made sure that everyone passed temperature checks before they were allowed entry into the event. You know, we take our responsibilities to our members very seriously, and we wouldn't want anyone to feel unsafe with something that we were doing.
Of course. So they're still in the diary for now, and taking precautions you have to, but we'll play it by ear.
Yeah, you know, and again, there's already been a decision made that if anyone has booked onto an event and it is cancelled because of changes in government advice, we would just roll that particular registration onto the next event. We want to encourage people to come to any paid event when it is right for them to do so. We don't want to push them into anything that they're not comfortable doing.
Cool. So what's in the diary for December? Should we start with that, or should we get Catherine on? What do you reckon, Ian?
December is all done, actually. We had our last event, the last events last week. There was a couple of Christmas events. On Wednesday there was a Christmas quiz, and on Friday there was again a little bit of online frivolity with the YBO meeting, the YBO network.
Nice.
And we're looking forward to January now, so it's our normal first Friday of the month with the virtual breakfast, second Tuesday of the month with our virtual wellbeing evening, and the third Wednesday of the month being our virtual lunch. As at this moment in time, because government guidance hasn't changed yet. We still have our in-person breakfast at Chelmsford Town Football Club on the second Tuesday. We still have our in-person lunch at the Six Bells in Boreham, and we also will have our networking evening at the offices of Action Coach on the last Tuesday as well. So those are still scheduled at the moment. If government advice changes, then of course we'll be in touch with everybody to make sure that everything is resolved accordingly. But I'm also really pleased to have Catherine here. Catherine represents Kids Inspire, which is our charity of the year this year. So, we're really pleased to be able to bring her along and let her talk about what Kids Inspire is up to.
Awesome. On that note, Catherine, we'll bring you in. So tell us a bit about Kids Inspire and what that's all about.
Sure. Thank you very much, Ian. And thanks for the opportunity, Stuart. So Kids Inspire is a children's charity. It's been established for 15 years. We're based in Great Baddow, but we work across the whole of Essex. And we provide support to young people who've suffered from traumatic experience. So when we look at the beneficiaries that we helped recently, the kind of reasons that children are referred to us is because of abuse, neglect, violence, bereavement, terrible things that can happen in a young life that can actually impact the whole of that person's future if they don't get the right kind of help. So we mostly provide therapy via the arts, so drama therapy, play therapy, music therapy. Last year we helped just under 3,500 young people in Essex, making a huge difference to their lives. We know that 25% of adult mental health problems can stem from childhood problems. So we're really helping people to have a better future. And we very much rely on the support of the community, so individuals and businesses, to help us raise money. We don't get any central government funding. And so we always have young people who need to access our services. And the money that we get is never quite enough to meet that. So I wondered whether I might be able to inspire some of your listeners to think about taking on a challenge for us in the new year. Last year, a couple of the members of the Council of Business Partnerships got involved in a bike ride that we put on in September. But there's quite a few different events, and some of them you can get involved with, even if, you know, God forbid that we do have more restrictive measures put on our freedom. So I'd like to sort of perhaps list some of them, or just describe some of them, if that's okay. And all of the details can be found at the Kids Inspire website, which is www.kidsinspire.org.uk. So the first event that is a virtual event, so anyone can undertake this from their home, and they can set themselves the challenge that works for them. They can run, walk, or cycle. And this is called the Palace to Palace Challenge. So we're helping to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. So we'll have registration details on our website. But you sign up and you walk from, I think it's Buckingham Palace to Balmoral in Scotland via two of the other palaces. But you're doing this virtually. So it's 500 miles. You can go for a walk every day, or you can go for a walk every week, and you log your progress against a map. The idea is to raise funds through sponsorship. So that's a very personal and tailored challenge.
So 500 miles, presumably.
500 miles, yeah. This year, some of our supporters took on the Land's End to John O'Groats walk, which is a little bit further. And there were several thousand people who did that challenge across the country. One of our supporters came 10th. He did amazingly. He was walking, you know, at least 10 miles a day, I think, in January when we were locked down. Yeah. It was terrible. And he said it just gave him, you know, a really good reason to get out and about and know that he was making a huge difference to a young person's life at the same time. We've got some organised events. So in June, we'll be doing a bespoke London to Paris bike ride. That's about 188 miles over 3 days, if that appeals to you. And then the challenge that I mentioned earlier is a local bike ride, which is it's actually going to be 2,022 miles in laps of 20.22 miles, and that leaves from our head office, and that will be in September.
So 2,022 miles.
Yeah, but you do as many laps as you like, up to 20 miles. So that's really accessible to families, to anybody who's, you know, might not be that fit. You've got to September to train for that one.
Might surprise yourself.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then we've got a couple of running races. So in March, I'm sure you're aware that there's a Brentwood Half Marathon and Fun Run taking place. That happens every March. And you can do, yeah, half marathon or a slightly shorter distance. On a similar vein, in May, if you need a little bit longer to train, you could take part in the Baddow races. That's a 10-mile road race, or again, a fun run for younger children. So there's a lot of challenges there. But at the same time, if you've got an idea of something you'd like to do yourself, for example, one of our trustees didn't get around to getting his hair cut when the hairdressers reopened. And he's now asking people to sponsor him for a haircut. His hair's got very long over 2 years of not having a cut. So that's another fundraising idea.
That's a good one.
Another supporter who said he's not going to drink any alcohol, unlike Ian, he's not going to drink any alcohol in the whole of 2022. So he's asking people to sponsor him for that. So really, anyone can get involved and anyone can think of a challenge. And as I say, the details are all on our website at kidsinspire.org.uk. Also, if you have any ideas that you think might be a good challenge, but you'd like to discuss it with one of our colleagues or myself, then the details to email us are on our website as well. But all of the money raised goes to helping young people who are really desperate for help. And since COVID, you can imagine the impact on young people has been really severe. We're supporting several young people who've suffered bereavement in their families. And actually, some of them, there's certainly one case I can think of where both the parents have sadly passed with COVID, and that child is now being cared for by other family members. So some really very sad and difficult situations. And it's so rewarding to know that you can make a difference in the lives of a young person who's had such a bad time.
Absolutely. So there's loads of ways to get involved in fundraiser. You can walk, you can run, you can get your hair cut and not drink alcohol, or all sorts of stuff. Just a reminder where people can go to find out more about what Kids Inspire do, Catherine, and also how you can use your services and get involved with your services if you need the support.
Yes, sure. Yes. So the website is www.kidsinspire.org.uk. And if you want to contact us for support, on that website there's also all the contact details, but the telephone number is 01245 348707. That's 01245 348707.
Brilliant. We'll put all those details again online at phoenixfm.com for people to find those when we put this chat online for people to listen to again. Catherine, you're doing a great job. I'm pleased you were able to join us on the Zoom. Ian, a good choice of charity of the year.
Yeah, it's Kids Inspire is a fabulous charity, and to actually show how great their work is and how far it goes. Their CEO, Sue Bell, she got, is it an MBE this year?
An OBE, yeah.
An OBE. So, you know, it shows how valued what they do in the community is. And, you know, it isn't necessarily just about doing things that are exertive, like bike rides. I know Catherine has said in the past, also sometimes for some events that they just need people to help out as marshals and things as well. So, you know, if you're not feeling so energetic as to you want to ride 200 metres, let alone 20 miles, then you know, you can help out by being a marshal at the events too. So there's a way in which you can help out Kids Inspire and the great work that they do. So yeah, please do feel free to get in touch with the charity and become involved with them. They do really fabulous and really important work with our children.
Marvellous. Yeah, wear an orange vest. That's as good as, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amazing. Both of you, thank you so much for zooming on and joining us. Ian, just a quick reminder where people can find out more about Chelmsford Business Partnerships.
Yeah, so Chelmsford Business Partnerships have got a page on Eventbrite, which has all of the details of our meetings, both on and offline. And also we have a website, which is chelmsfordbusinesspartnerships.org.uk, where you can find more about the group themselves, what we try and do. And if you want to get in touch, then there are email links and a telephone number on there too, so that you can get in touch with us directly.
Great stuff. And again, we'll put it all online at phoenixfm.com for people to find the details and listen again to our conversation. Both of you, thank you so much for joining me. A big happy Christmas to Catherine, yourself, all the great people that are doing marvellous work at Kids Inspire, and the kids.
Cheers
too.
Same
to you, Ian. Yes, have a lovely one.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
Yeah, have a good time, everybody.
Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed the interview, then please share it. If you didn't enjoy it, then share it anyway. For more guest interviews like this, or to get the next one delivered directly to your device, subscribe to the Now You're Talking podcast. You'll find it wherever you get your podcasts from, and the whole thing has become a huge library featuring well over 150 guest interviews, from music, film, comedy icons to community heroes, local legends, stars of the future, and just about everybody in between. A treasure trove of life's stories from all sorts of incredible people. So for more interviews, podcasts, videos, poems and books, everything I do is available at stuartpink.com.